Hundreds of businesses in Massachusetts put their employees at risk by violating COVID-19 rules. That is one of the takeaways from complaints of alleged safety violations filed with the Department of Labor Standards and the State Attorney General's Office. WBUR's investigations team has been looking closely at the complaints and finds four industries on the top of the list: retail, restaurants, gyms, and salons. Now, as we face a holiday season that's critical to small business survival and increasing shut businesses down again during a second infection surge, it raises the question, what's behind the complaints and are businesses on balance keeping employees safe? So here to break it down for us is WBUR Shannon Dooling, who is part of the investigations team that broke the story. Shannon, welcome back.
Hi, Tiziana. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you. So you and the investigations team tracked complaints made to the Department of Labor Standards coronavirus hotline. And I understand the dates were mid-May through December 1st. What does the number of complaints tell us about workplace safety standards? And what do we know about who's making them?
Well, I think for starters, it's important to note these are complaints about alleged violations of COVID workplace safety standards that someone took the time to, you know, pick up the phone and make a call to this hotline to file them. So it's, first of all, safe to assume these numbers do not represent the whole picture, right? It's just like a slice of working conditions right now. We know that complaints are filed anonymously by employees or customers or maybe former employees. And so we focused our reporting on the complaints that were investigated and that then led to actual violations of state safety standards. And so that's where we get those four industries you just mentioned at the top. 74% of the complaints that led to violations of safety standards were in retail, restaurants, gyms, and salons.
Okay, so companies who faced enforcement, what are they saying?
Well, some of the companies point to, you know, how fluid the situation is, how challenging it can be to keep up to date with the state's changing regulations, the local cities and towns regulations. I mean, we're just hearing now that Mayor Marty Walsh, the mayor of Boston, is rolling back some safety precautions having to do with some indoor, indoor spaces, whether that be museums or movie theaters. You know, those are closing once again. So it just kind of goes to show that this is a really fluid situation. And so some companies that have had clusters of cases pop up, they question, you know, how can we even be sure that our employees got COVID-19 on the job? And I mean, actually, speaking of clusters, we know now that there were 45 examples of the state finding violations after someone complained about a potential cluster or a positive COVID case. So again, we see a lot of restaurants, a number of gyms included in that. At Somerset-based Horner Millwork, they're a custom manufacturer of doors and windows and kitchens. The outbreak there began with just two positive cases in April. Here's Peter Murphy. Peter Humphrey. He's owner of Horner Millwork.
It kind of multiplied on us through early November, when I would estimate we had 20 plus cases, probably 60 to 80 people additionally that were out because they were contact traced.
So, Tiziana, the Department of Labor Standards did cite Horner Millwork for not cooperating with the state's contact tracing program. Humphrey, the owner, says his company, you know, to his knowledge, is now up to date with information sharing. But he also admits that they probably should have implemented a mandatory mask policy sooner. That's something they didn't do until this fall.
And, you know, you just mentioned the press conference that Mayor Walsh is having this hour will bring listeners more information on any rollbacks a little bit later. Just briefly, Shannon, in context, more than 1,000 companies and gathering places got complaints. Is that a big number? What do experts say?
Well, we know of the 1,300 complaints that were filed between mid-May and December 1st, a little less than half of them, about 46%, led to the state finding one of these violations of safety standards. And so labor and worker advocates believe that's way too high. We ran all of this by Jody Sugarman-Brosen. She heads up the Mass Coalition for Occupational Safety and Health.
Workers have to complain to start any kind of investigation or process. Retaliation is high. We're relying on workers to protect themselves, and it's just not working.
So it's not working, she says. So are advocates pushing specific reforms, remedies? What happens?
Well, we heard from labor representatives who are asking for more access to free COVID testing on site at places of employment, stricter standards that are informed by, you know, talking with actual employees on the ground level, above and beyond, following, you know, recommendations that are coming out from the CDC and the state.
All right. That is WBUR investigative reporter Shannon Dooling. Shannon, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.